Om Shanti. I want you to repeat this beautiful word, or maybe a slogan, with a lot of love. Say it with a lot of love, Om Shanti. Say it with a little smile on your faces. Say it with a lot of energy and enthusiasm. Thanks, Baba. The translation is working. Good. So you're all happy? Very good. Happy that the translation is working, or happy that Girish Bhai is here? Both? Wonderful. I was very happy when I came to know that the main theme of your retreat is living with limitless love. And when yesterday Manju Didi asked me that, can you share few of the insights of spiritual knowledge what Baba has given us with our double foreigners, I said, fine. It is my privilege and my honor that I'm, you know, meeting you. So what I little understand is you're all from Vietnam, right? Thank you. How many of you are from Vietnam? Raise hand. Okay. Anybody other than Vietnam? Raise hand. Which country? UK. How many UK? Okay. Which other country? France. Uh-huh. Brother? India. Okay. Good. Sri Lanka. Oh, wonderful. That's great. Okay. So today we will discuss the power of meditation, or the power of yoga. Although we are all Baba's very dear, sweet, lovely children, but at times, once we share the insights of what's the power of yoga, it helps us in this beautiful Brahmin life. At the outset, let me apologize. I don't take classes in English, even with the Brahmin family here in India. So at times I may not pick up the right word, what we call it as the English Murlis, because I'm not familiar with the English terms of what Baba says in Hindi. So in case if I fumble, you help me. Yeah, UK brother, you help me. Correct? You can help me? Okay. So when we speak of meditation and connect it with your main theme of limitless love, what Baba has said is, if the children love Baba, the proof or the identity or the signs of a very lovely child who loves Baba dearly is that you will turn yourself. The return of what, you know, Baba loves us more, or you love Baba more? First equation, Baba loves children more. Second equation, the children love Baba more. The first one or the second one? Second, you love Baba more. That's interesting. Good. Now the understanding is, there are three layers. Like we have the soul world, then we have the subtle region, then you have the physical world. Similarly, there are three worlds here also. The first, most external, the biggest world, the outermost circle, is the physical body or the physical self. And the physical self, if we operate our life out of this physical self or the outermost circle, it has more to do with the wanting part, the getting part, the having part. So, with this emotion called as love, remember your life when you were not in the spiritual knowledge. Or if you look at the outside world, everyone wants to get love. I want to have love. I want to be loved. In turn, I will also love. But if I love someone and in case they don't love me, then I'm not very happy, then I'm not very comfortable. You're understanding what I'm saying? Yeah? So spirituality or operating out of, a life out of love is not about getting love, is not about having love, is not about wanting love. That's the most outermost circle that we operate out of. And it will cause a lot of stress, a lot of strain, a lot of complexity, a lot of heartburns, a lot of anxiety, a lot of helplessness and hopelessness when we start operating our life out of this dimension of human existence, which in simple terms Baba calls as body consciousness. Today also Baba said, we have to, if you want to experience soul consciousness, you have to practice bodiless. Yeah? So how do we experience bodiless? So when I'm saying bodiless, it means I'm a soul and I'm not this physical body. Maybe for the next 5 minutes, if I'm practicing bodiless stage, and then connect with Baba. So the definition of yoga, what Baba says is, there are, before we connect to Baba, there is a prerequisite criteria. And the prerequisite criteria is, oh, the soul, first forget this body. The first layer. Forget the relationship of the physical body, the second layer. Forget about this physical world. And then, in Paramdham, in the soul world. So, in my thoughts, if I go to Paramdham, but I'm still in my subconscious mind, if I am, in relationship with the body and the relationship with the bodily relationship or with the physical world, then that is not bodiless stage. So if I ask you a simple question, and if you can respond, I'll be very happy, although translation is a challenge. Is there a difference between silence and peace? Yes? What's the difference? Sometimes when I'm in silence, I cannot be in peace. Mm-hmm. Peace. Mm-hmm. Okay. Silence contains peace. Okay. What else? I mean, you can speak in your language and someone can translate. The difference between silence and peace.
Silence is experience, anubhav.
Mm-hmm.
Peace is experience, anubhav.
Mm-hmm.
Silence is a physical, actually, term, probably.
Okay, very nice. What else?
Good, very good.
We can get power in silence, but not in peace.
Peace itself is a power. Is silence power or peace power? What do you take from Baba? You take silence from Baba or power from Baba? Or peace from Baba? Peace. Okay. The seven qualities of the soul. Yeah? In that seven qualities of the soul, is one of the quality silence or peace? Silence is not the original, innate, absolute, intrinsic virtue of the soul, no. We don't ask, Baba, give me silence. Soul world, is it a silent world or a peaceful world? Thank God I did not give you the third option. You could have come up with a third option also. Is soul world a silent world or a peaceful world? Soul world, Paramdham, is a silent world. Golden world, Swarg, what you call heaven, no? Heaven. Heaven is a peaceful world. And as brother said, peace has to be experienced. The soul experiences peace. But until and unless the soul is in a state of silence, you cannot experience peace and happiness. When the mind is already agitated, it is disturbed, it is not silent. Can you see the reflection of yourself in a pond where there is so much of disturbance, where the layers, the waves are there? Can you see the reflection of yourself? You fill a bucket of water and it is completely silent, no disturbance. You can see the reflection of your face? Yeah. So silence is a stage. I'll give you an example. Say for example, for some reason, I have to stand and speak. There is no chair, suppose. So if I have to stand and speak, maybe for the next 1 hour, maybe there is a possibility that it will hurt my legs. Suppose I'm not keeping well. So it is hurting me. And then after some time, someone provides me with a chair. Girish bhai, please take the chair, sit and talk. The moment I take that seat, I sit. Wow! I am free from the disturbance. So that seat is silence. After I take that seat, what I experience, the comfort, is peace. So in my 24 hours of my Brahmin life, the more I can establish bodiless, to establish silence, one has to experience bodiless. Because the problem, why the mind is getting agitated, it is through the mind only I do yoga? Yeah? Yes or no? So if the mind is already in pain, is disturbed, that means it is not in a state of silence. It cannot experience peace, love, power, purity and all that the soul has. And that's where I think today Baba said, in the blessing, a detached observer, Sakshi Bhav. Sakshi ko kya kehte English mein? Detached observer, Sakshi. And the sthiti, the co-chariator. So once I am the soul sitting in the body, that realization is there. And it is there every moment. It's not only during yoga, otherwise also, naturally also. I am this this body is just an instrument and I am the soul. Anything that happens, I hear about it, I see, I understand, and I take that seat. I know there is no seat, the leg was hurting me, I get a seat, I sit. So the more the frequency of the practice of getting into that stage of bodiless, in Hindi it is called as ashariri. So there are few conditions to experience or to bring myself in that state of bodiless stage. So I'll give you an example, an analogy. Say for example, the next, in another 30 seconds, the soul leaves this body and I die. Let us assume, hypothetically, with a massive cardiac chest arrest, I have a heart attack and I collapse here in this seat and Brother Sunil comes and tries to revive me, does a CPR, calls a doctor and finally the doctor says, gone. The soul left the body, okay? Not in reality. Assume, okay? So sister will say, no, Girish bhai, you leave the body at 12:15 after the class. Who will do the class till 12:30 if you leave in between? Okay? So yeah. So the soul has left the body and let us assume the soul is sitting in that seat. Let us assume. And let us assume after 5 minutes the soul will re-enter after doing treatment. Okay? Question. Now, what is left here? What is here in this seat? Dead body. Not body, dead body. Yeah. Correct? And who is sitting there? The soul. For 5 minutes into 60 seconds is 300 seconds. Question, what will the soul think? What will the soul feel? What will the soul do? Wow. She's so happy. Freedom. Why don't you leave the body immediately? Why am I in bondage? And that's what I think that the word meant when it said limitless love. The moment you are confined to the sanskar, to the behavior, the personality, the attitude, you know, the perceptions, the belief system, the mental models that I carry and associate with the body, with the relationship, with my culture, with the nationality, with the language, with the food, with anything and everything. You're not sitting here as a dead person. Bodiless means you don't have a body. Limitless means you're unlimited. You're not confined. And that experience of love or the 7 qualities of the soul, I am beyond that. Freedom, absolutely correct. So, instead of the soul sitting there, let the soul sit here for the next 5 minutes, become dead. Freedom. The only difference is instead of sitting there, it is sitting here at the center of the forehead. And for the next 5 minutes, experience that freedom, experience that peace, experience that love. That soul has absolute no connection with the body. It has no connection with any relationship that the body has. It will not even think about the future or the past. Right now I am doing meditation. In meditation, maybe a thought comes, what Baba says as wasteful thoughts or intrusive thoughts. I don't want to. It comes. And I'm not able to detach. So as a detached observer, Maybe for the next 5 minutes, 300 seconds, I, the soul, I'm even looking at my thoughts. What are you thinking? Not allowed. I am in a stage of bodiless, absolute silence. There is no noise. Noise is a bigger word. I don't know what we say it as. No noise of the thoughts. Soul world is silent world. No noise of the thought. You don't create thoughts. One thought, I don't know what we call it as, ekras sthiti. Ekras. I'm so sorry. I'll give you an example. Suppose this is timeline. I'm drawing a timeline. 1 second, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, like the, you know, hands of the seconds hand, right? In a clock. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay? 10 seconds. So the first second I create a thought, I am love. Be in silence. No thought. Ek one. Experience. And that's why I said, now if I am beyond the limitation of the physicality, beyond the limitation of this world, beyond the limitation or the confinement or the bondage of the relationship of this physical body, then I don't want love. I need not even ask Baba. So, At the tertiary level, third level, that is the consciousness of the body, the consciousness of the relationship, the consciousness of the action, the consciousness of the behavior, the personality, what is Girish Bhai, I'm a BK, no. I do service through speech, no. I am a male, no. And when I am not all these things, then I don't even need love. Need is also a limiting factor. The secondary level is what we call it as doing. First is having, second is doing, and at the core is the being. So when I transcend my Brahmin life from the having, the wanting, the getting to the doing, and then enter into a stage of the being. Question. What do you do? Can you do love? Do yoga. Or I make a statement. Sister, what should I do to experience love? A small baby is born. Okay, now the baby understands the mother. Question, what does that baby do to get the love from the mother? Child doesn't know what love. Yeah, the child is in the original state. It is not even related to the body. It just identifies himself. Oh, mother is everything. So the moment, instead of this physical mother, I replace it with Baba, and I am a small child, I will love you. That love you is the doing part. You don't have to do, because I am love. Whatever you do is love. I eat with love. You don't have to do anything. I talk to you with love. And that's soul conscious. I walk with love because I am love. It's just shifting the gear. From the consciousness of the body, the consciousness of the role, to the consciousness of the soul. And that's every moment. That in yoga also. That's how Brahma Baba did. That's what Dadis did. The moment Brahma Baba would see you and me, would he come with an idea that, oh, double foreigner from Vietnam? My child, long lost child, meethe bacche, please come. And the first thought will come is meethe bacche, sweet children. Yes or no? Look at that shift. So Brahma Baba is, you know, or maybe the dadis, they are not looking, and that's what Baba wants. Suppose I say I love you, Baba, too much. There is only one personality on planet Earth. One Baba, no one else. That means I will have to turn my consciousness like Baba. Baba is limitless. Yeah? Can Baba hate anyone? Not at all. Whether you do as follow his Srimad, whether you don't follow his Srimad, tomorrow also morning he is going to come and say, Meethe bacche, lovely children. He doesn't get disturbed. So when I say I am living with limitless love, then in no way, not even an iota, a little bit of disturbance. The moment I am disturbed, that means I am coming into the consciousness of the body. Yeah? So the first criteria is to experience or maybe come to that stage of bodiless stage. Can we do next 5 minutes bodiless? Ready? Okay. So I'll tell you certain, you know, things that we need to keep in mind. Okay? Bodiless means the soul is there and the dead body is there, right? So instead of that seat, the soul is sitting here in this dead body. Yeah? Now, the next 5 minutes, if I'm experiencing bodiless stage, then I don't move my body because it's already dead. So you're not supposed to, you know, move your body. Still. Yeah. Take any sitting posture which is comfortable. You want to put your legs in a sukhasana position. You want to lean back. Whatever is comfortable. This is not hatha yoga. Yeah? Don't close your eyes. The moment you close your eyes, you know the brain tricks you. The neuro-associative nature of the brain, because in my 24 hours in one day, when is that moment when you close your eyes for what? Sleep. Gone. So the moment you are here to connect to Baba, you shut your eyes, the brain says sleep time. Go. So instead of connecting there, I'm lost. So please don't close your eyes. Okay? There are certain involuntary processes which I and you have no control. Like your breathe in, breathe out. Like in case you sneeze or you cough. Yeah? Don't stop that. Let it happen naturally. Yeah? Without that, it will be, your whole attention will be on to sneezing then. Okay? Number 3. Don't even move your eyeballs at one steady position. We are not doing yoga now. We are only trying to experience bodiless stage. Once I am able to experience that, then connection becomes easy. Then experience becomes easy. Yeah? Okay? Okay. I have told you what you are not supposed to do. Don't move your body. Okay. For example, I am trying to experience bodiless stage. Okay? That means I don't have the body. Who am I? Only the soul. Okay? Achha. Suppose I was giving you an example, the soul was sitting there and the dead body was here. Question, the next 5 minutes, would that soul experience body pain? Wow. So the soul is here in the body. The next 5 minutes, if you are experiencing any bodily sensation, you are not soul conscious. You are pain conscious. That detachment has to come. I have seen Gulzar Dadi. When she was not keeping well in Mumbai, she spent almost around 3 years in Mumbai. I had the opportunity and the privilege to go and meet her frequently. She never used to be there in the body. When we used to go and Neelu Behen would say, Dadi, Girish Bhai has come, please give drishti. Oh, she was in a different world, completely detached. And you could experience that she is detached. That was her power. So the next 5 minutes, it may be that I am having this back pain the last 25 years. But right now I may experience pain. But in that bodiless stage, if you are experiencing pain, that means you are experiencing the body. First principle, you should not remember the body, not the relationship, and not the physical world. That's the stage. And then come to Paramdham and remember me. Try. We'll try. Yeah? No input is coming from the body to the soul. It's disconnected. That's detachment. The next 5 minutes. Yeah? What you're supposed to do is, the thought that you have to create is, I am a soul. A shining star. And allow yourself. It's freedom. The soul doesn't have to do anything. It will be in a state of freedom. Because the body is not there. So what we and you, I have to do is to put effort the next 5 minutes to detach myself from the body. Be very consciously aware in a very high stage of attention. Today Baba used that word, attention and practice. So a very high state of awareness and attention that I am a point of light. No bondage, no heaviness, just a light being. And then allow yourself. Then you don't have to do to experience love. It will automatically experience. That's the being, the original nature of that little child. The moment the child identifies that she is my mother, the child will go and hug the mother and experience that love. Don't have to be taught. The child need not be taught. It experiences. Yeah? So just be in that awareness, a tiny sparkling star. Very peaceful. No thought. No connection with this physical world, with this physical body. With anything that I have to do with the physical world, I am dead, bodiless stage. Ready? Can we start? Raise your hand. Ready? Wow. Don't close your eyes. I mean, you can still do with your eyes closed, but the tendency of the body to get into a sleep mode, that's also very peaceful. That's also bodiless. Sleep is also bodiless. In sleep, do you remember you are a female? Wow. Do you remember you are from Vietnam? Do you remember you are in Gyan Sarovar? You have no conscious awareness of the physical world, about the external world, about your role. You are achieving that 3 stages. You're not the body, you're not the relationship with other people and the worldly affairs. It's like being dead. Sleep is unconscious meditation. Meditation is conscious sleep. You are experiencing all the three stages, but you're not sleeping. You are in meditation. Yeah? Ready? Can we do? No commentary, no music, no red light, because you're already dead. Can a dead body hear commentary? In a bodiless stage, wow, what a wonderful music. I love Baba. Are you dead? Are you are experiencing, this is happiness through the ears. In Paramdham, your ears will not work. In Paramdham also, Baba, and I am listening to the music and experiencing love. When Brahma Baba used to do meditation, 1969, was there any music? Hello? No music, no commentary, no red light. Please, I mean, you can do meditation with music and commentary and song. Baba has never said no. But please don't become dependent on it. Otherwise, I cannot meditate. Only when I put in my earplugs and put on my favorite music and then I experience bodiless, you're not free. You are getting hooked onto the music. That's also in a subtle way, not being free. I understand the music is very soothing. It puts you to a different experience. Good. But don't become dependent. The soul has to be independent. Not dependent on anything of this world. Yeah? Ready? 5 minutes. 300 seconds. Please detach yourself. I am only the soul. See it, visualize it, feel it, experience the innate quality of the soul. And let us assume it is peace or maybe love. Allow yourself. You have to just go and sit under the sun. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to create a thought, oh sun, please give me rays of warmth and I'm feeling warm. No, you have to just go sit. You'll experience it. Similarly, first the star. Just go and sit next to it. All your consciousness, all your energy, all your attention, all your thought. Even if the body is little distressed, but it is not getting registered because I am bodiless. Ready? Okay? 5 minutes. In case if you have any discomfort, you can still move your body. Huh? There is no hard and fast rule. Don't trouble yourself. Yeah? Relax completely. It should be an easy process. It should not be a very harsh and hard process. Ready, start. Slowly come back to the awareness of the body. That this body is a beautiful instrument to play my beautiful role in this physical world, to do service. Yeah, slowly come back. I'll tell you a couple of my experiences. It so happened that we were doing in Dadi's cottage in Shantivan with Janki Dadi. We were a few brothers and sisters and we were doing the evening meditation. So at 7:30 when the meditation got over, Dadiji asked all the brothers, what did you do in meditation? So we were a little conscious, what should we say? I mean, she is the most stable mind in the world, such a powerful yogi. So we were just contemplating on what should we say. So there was a very senior brother with us. He was very smart. He said, "Dadi, what did you do?" So that we can know what she did and whether we can match, whether it was, you know, something very close to what Dadi did. So the senior brother said, "Dadi, what did you do?" And you know, Dadi, very spontaneously, she did not even take time to respond. Very instantaneously she said, "Nothing." We thought we will say, "I became soul conscious, went to Paramdham, took the energy." And Dadi said, "I didn't do anything." The secondary layer, the doing part, when you go into the more the depth of what meditation is, it's more to do of the experience, what we call it as, become an embodiment of love. You don't have to put effort to bring in love in your words, in your thoughts, in your energy, in your actions. It is a part of me. I am love. Anything that I put my hand onto will have a imprint of love. Whether I talk to you, whether I look at you, my 24 hours of my conduct will have an imprint of that love of the seven qualities. That's how I become a yogi. And that's what Baba wants. That by looking at you, your face and your, you know, actions, Baba should get reflected. So, limitless love is equal to becoming limitless like Baba. Baba is limitless. Baba unconditionally loves everything. He will not discriminate. Little love to this sister, little more to this. I am love. So every child will experience that Baba loves me the most. The person sitting next to me would also feel, "Oh, no, 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 Baba loves me the most." The third person will say, "No, Baba loves me the most." Every child will feel there is a personal connect with one. So in my daily life, in my workplace, in my home, at my, action world, can everyone experience the same thing from me? Because I operate my life of this dimension. There is no condition attached to those, you know, emotions that I have or the innate qualities that I have. So when Dadi said nothing, we started thinking, "Oh my God, this is also yoga." Second experience, I was doing a retreat program in Pune. So I was sharing about this bodiless stage. So there was the BK family, they were almost around 1,500 to 2,000 BK family members were there. So they said, "No, we want to experience that bodiless stage." We said, "We'll do it for half an hour, just Baba, we remember Baba. Now become bodiless, be in Paramdham and experience Baba's presence, love, unconditional love." I was sharing about that retreat program, and then we said we'll do this bodily experience for almost half an hour. We all agreed, and we were all doing it for half an hour, and it was almost around 12:30 in the afternoon, and it was then lunchtime, Brahma Bhojan, and there were sisters also sitting with me on the stage, and it was in a garden that we were doing program, and there was a lot of noise of the traffic. And when there is so much of noise outside, to become bodiless is more of a difficult process. So we did that for half an hour, And after half an hour, the mic was with me. I said, Om Shanti. It's over. And what happened then was that nobody was getting up from their seat. So I said second time, Om Shanti. I thought then the sisters would get up and will give some instructions so that let's go for the lunch. The sisters were sitting, the brothers and sisters were sitting. I said, fine, if they are sitting, so let me also sit. You won't believe the next 10 to 12 minutes, the after effect of bodiless stage and the real experience of peace and love will not allow you to come into the consciousness of the body so easily. You will not appreciate it. You will not like to talk for the next couple of minutes. What we call it as Ati Indriya Sukh, super sensuous joy. That joy. This joy of speaking, eating, seeing, doing, sleeping. That is limited. This is limitless. And to be very honest, initially when we started, we have a group of people who do these kind of practices. When we started this quite early, maybe around 15, 20 years back, to be very honest, to experience few seconds of that pure soul conscious state, it used to take 15 to 17 minutes. The mind will slip. Then you have to pay attention to bring it back. Now this is the effort. I'm trying to connect here, not remember anything. The nature of the 63 birth and in this, you know, birth, the nature of the mind, the tendency of the mind to think about what is not important. So we do the last exercise. Ready? Yeah? Okay. So we do this exercise of attention. Okay? I'll tell you a briefing of it and then we do this exercise. You have seen a watchman in a building complex or maybe the housing society. You have seen a watchman? Yes or no? Raise your hand if you have seen a watchman. Sister, watchman who guards the building or security guard. Sorry, security guard. You have seen a security guard? Raise your hand. Okay, so what does a security guard do? Absolutely, he'll sit in the gate and will keep observing. So a person comes, if he knows the person, he will not do anything. Okay, go. If he looks at a stranger, maybe he will stop the stranger and will do the inquiry. Who are you? Where are you going? Whom you want to meet? What is the purpose of the meeting? Put your details. And if he's convinced, finds that the person is, you know, is okay, then we'll allow the person, right? Yes? Yeah? Okay. So the next 5 minutes, I want you to become the watchman and watch your thoughts. So your awareness should be that I am an observer and you are observing the thought. Any thought comes in, don't engage with it. Sit in this awareness. Let it go. Any mundane thoughts, any intrusive thoughts, any wasteful thoughts, any thought after which maybe you have to go and do something, you have to meet somebody, you have to book your tickets, anything, it's not important right now for the next 5 minutes. Any thought comes in, necessary, ordinary, mundane, you don't engage with the thought. Don't stop it. Don't ask questions. Don't do the inquiry. Let it pass. Let it go. Come back to the awareness. Who am I? I am a watchman, I am an observer, I am the soul. I am looking at my mind. The moment you pay attention to the observer, the intrusive thoughts will automatically stop because your whole attention is onto this, your awareness is onto the observer. Yeah? In case any thought comes in, let it go. Don't engage with it. You come back to the original consciousness. I'm just sitting here. My job or my task is to just observe my thoughts. And in that process, you will start experiencing peace. It is these thoughts which create peacelessness. It is these thoughts which will bring you back to the consciousness of the world. The moment you are able to cut it off, in another sense, this can also be called as you can experience soul consciousness. Ready? Can we do? Yeah. I'll guide you, okay? We'll do it. It's 12:10, 12:15, we'll finish it off. Sit relaxed, but very alert. Visualize and feel that the soul is the watchman. And in a very subtle, minute way, the next 5 minutes, I am just going to watch my thought. I am an observer. My only job is to watch. I am a peaceful observer, sitting in this state of peace, completely relaxed. I am watching my thought. Just observe. And in case any thought comes into your mind, let it go. Don't stop it. Don't ask questions. Don't follow it. Don't engage with it. Come back. Withdraw yourself. I am a peaceful observer. My job is to observe my thoughts. In case no thought comes in, be in a relaxed state of peace, very comfortable. And in case a thought pops up related to anything, don't stop it, let it go, let it pass. Don't talk to it. Come back to what your task is. I am an observer, a peaceful personality, watching my thought. Be aware of the observer. I am completely at ease and at peace. Enjoy, relish this state of a peaceful observer. And my task is to observe and watch my thought. In case any thought comes, let it go. Be peaceful. become aware of the observer. And in my inner world, I am at ease and at peace. I am the master of my mind. And I'm not allowing my mind to create. Thoughts which are not important. And in case a thought walks in, let it go. I am peaceful. I am experiencing peace. Thank you, Baba. Thank you so much. Om Shanti.